Well, good morning.
Love Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for joining us today. God bless you, and God is good all the time. Amen. And we thank you so much today for coming to the Worldwide Kingdom Sisters of Sisters of the Lord. And we look like we've got many people there on Blog Talk Radio. And if you'd like to participate this morning, just hit the button up there on the left, and you can write your questions and ask us things, and we appreciate that. But my name is Robin Allen, and my husband is Bill, and we go across the world sharing the grace of God. And it is an awesome, awesome privilege. That's what we were talking to somebody last night that as we were ministering yesterday, that do we realize that we can go before the Lord, the creator of everything, in prayer, and that he lives within us and gives us that eternal life. I think sometimes that we just take prayer for granted, but let's remember that he is God. And that it's not some romantic, you know, Jesus loves me, this guy knows. It's the ruler of this world, God, his son, Jesus Christ. And we are in the kingdom of God. And it isn't a democracy. It's a one rule. And as we submit ourselves to God through Jesus Christ, we have an abundant life. And that's what we're about teaching today on the Kingdom Sisters. And if you've got your little sheet on the teaching that I'm providing, and if you don't have it, please let me know, and I'll be glad to send it to you any way that I can. And so I wanted to share a couple things before I forget this morning. We have our little Sister of the Lord Bear, and his name is Buddy. And he likes to join us, and he has this little T-shirt on that says Sisters of the Lord. And so I'm going to show you some things, and then I'll tell you something special that we're going to do. And then we have the little purse of Sisters of the Lord, and it's just a bag to put some of your good things in it and carry around, but to remind you that you are a Sister of the Lord. And then we have the T-shirts. And they are inspired of God. About 15 years ago, the Lord woke me up at 2 o'clock in the morning on February the 14th on Love Day and shared with me that we were to go across the world and help women and families and to know who they are in Jesus. Because it's not all about just going to church. It's about a personal experience. Even the famous people, whoever you are, one day we will stand individually before our Lord. And I don't know about you, but I wanted to hear him say, well done, Robin. And I just want, as David said, to be in the temple of God, worshiping him all the time and doing his will. Amen. We'll be doing that for eternity and have no pain or discomfort or lack. But right now, Jesus came, according to John 10:10, and give us life and life more abundantly. If you're lacking anything today, oh, just call upon the Lord. He's always with us. If you've made him the Lord of your life, you will lack nothing as we walk by faith. And excuse my voice a little bit this morning. We did a lot of sharing the Word of God last night, and it's a little bit early here. I guess it's a little after 8 o'clock, but we thank you again for joining us. But I showed you all of these items, plus I've got a CD. But I want to challenge all of you women that in the next couple months, whoever gets the most Sisters of the Lord to come and join your chapter across the world, and you have to send me their names and their pictures and everything, and let them be faithful to come into the meetings, I'm going to send you a special box of all kinds of gifts from Bill and I, and just for our appreciation, but do it as unto the Lord. But I did want to give you some special gifts and some surprises, too. So please work hard and work across the world, even if it's someone else in another country. We've also got Argentina joining us now, and we're so glad to have you. But praise God, from Africa to Norway to Argentina to United States, of course, and then Hawaii. Oh, I've got my Hawaii necklace on today. But thank you again for joining us. But I challenge you to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Now let's turn to our text today, and that's 1 Corinthians 6:11. That's 1 Corinthians 6:11. And I want to open up before we read the Word of God in prayer. Father God, we just thank you. We worship you this morning, and we come across this world, Lord, together as one, as the body of Christ. Lord, I ask that everyone have ears to hear what your Spirit is saying. Lord, to strengthen us and settle us and establish us in your word, that we're a shining light to those in this dark world. God, as we join together, we are the sisters of the Lord. We're going forth to share the gospel of the one we adore. And we are the sisters of the Lord, living by your might. We're one in Jesus as we fight the good fight. So thank you, Lord. Please bless your word today and let us hear what you have to say. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Can you say amen today? Amen. Now, I see Carolyn there in Colorado, and she's sending a message saying that she needs prayer for healing. We're going to pray here in a little bit after we share the word, and we're going to pray for healing and provision and everything. So hang tight. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and that's verse 11. And it says, "And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Hallelujah. See, that's what Kingdom Sisters, the Sisters of the Lord, is all about. It's to tell us who we are, that we are royal priesthood, that we've been washed. Washed. You know what that means? That's not where you have to take a bath every day. Once the blood of Jesus Christ washes us, hallelujah, we are cleansed forever. Amen? We are cleansed forever. And that word, I broke it down on washed. Is my husband always says it's not washed, it's washed. But anyway, washed off completely, put out forever, blotted out of God's sight, cleansed thoroughly. And I gave you some scriptures. So all of this that I've given you now, I want you to study for the next month, each word individually, and you've got all your scriptures. I want you ladies to get together. Please invite your little girls. It's so important to get the little sisters of the Lord involved. Make it fun for them. Make it exciting. Let them share what they're going through, because there's no age in the spirit realm. Amen? Now, you can go to like Ephesians 1, 7. And let's turn there, Ephesians 1, 7. And I'll just go over a couple little scriptures. I'm not going to go over all of it. But 1, 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Whoa, right there, you can just talk about that scripture forever. The redemption through Jesus, through his blood. You are washed. And I hope that we're going to get that driven through, that you don't have to go to the Lord and bring up the past. Forget those things behind you and go on pressing in the Lord Jesus. because he has a great plan for you. You are washed by the Almighty God's Son. And now God loves us as much as he loves Jesus. And so let's move on here. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 6:19. And I don't have it on the list, so if you'll write it down. That's 1 Corinthians 6:19. And it says, what, and Paul is like, what? You don't know? Hold on just a moment. Someone is trying to join us. Amen. Amen. Ada, are you there? Amen.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Pastor Moses, you still there?
Yeah.
Amen. Let me, I think I lost somebody. Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
All right. Good morning, ladies. Good morning. I've got like 500 people on the phone, so please try not to talk, okay?
Okay. This is Maria. Maria Tarzana from Uganda.
Yay!
Laura, Aida, Anas.
Well, we've been sharing the Word of God, and we're glad that you called us this morning. And I'm trying to get some other people back on that I lost when you called in.
Okay.
So just one moment, please.
Okay. We are here. We are here. Amen.
Well, it's a little bit, it's 11 after here. So just one moment, please.
Okay.
All right. Well, I can't find Pastor Moses again, but let's go ahead and go on with the Word of God. We are in 1 Corinthians 6:19.
That's 1 Corinthians 6:19.
And I don't have it on the list. Remember, we can hear you talking. So if everybody would please kind of be quiet. But praise God. And
we have to.
Amen.
What do you know?
Thank you. And like I said, there's about 500 people on with us. So if everybody would please be a little quiet. That's 1 Corinthians 6:19. And what know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own. For you were bought with a price. You were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in the spirit, which is our God. Now, I wanted to share with you that, you know, I have heard so many times in churches that people will say, oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what other people say or what you wear or how you present yourself, but it does matter. It does matter. Your body is the temple of God, and you need to take care of your temple of God and praise the Lord. You've got to walk in the Spirit and offer up yourself, because it says here that your body is for the Lord and the Lord is for the body. And don't forget to worship him in spirit and truth in this. But we want to go ahead and study the Word of God in this area. The next word is sanctified. And if you don't know what that word means, sanctified, that just means to be simply set apart from the Word of God.
I understand.
And
I understand this.
And my sister, if you were trying to just be a little bit quiet, please. And but anyway, we thank you again for joining us. Sanctify. Let's go to John 17:17.
John 17:17.
And write it on your list. I would like for you to study that. All right. in 17:17 says, sanctify them through thy word, thy truth. Thy word is truth. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father, that we are sanctified. Sanctified, remember, is to set apart from this world. We don't have fellowship with this world. We do let our light shine before this world, but we don't fellowship. You are set apart. Hallelujah. So we thank you, God. We thank you for that. And then also, if you'd write down 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Yes. And that is, the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. See, you don't do it of yourself.
Yeah.
As we worship and fellowship with the Lord, amen, He sanctifies us, and we only want to be with the lover of our soul, and that is Jesus Christ. It's not anything of our flesh. If we really think that we could do something on our own as far as serving the Almighty God, the God of the creator of this universe, then you're just fooling yourself. Because God has chosen, He has desired to live in us. Amen. He wants to live and give you an abundant life. And we're going to pray in a little bit. I have many people that are asking for prayer requests right now, and we will pray for you. Praise God. Across this world as you trust Jesus this morning. But our last word is called justified. And justified, let's turn to Galatians 2. Galatians 2. And verse 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by faith. And so, you know, right there is what I was saying, that we must believe that the living God has justified us, has lived within us, that we walk by faith. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I wanted to share one other thing with you before we do some announcements here. And turn to Luke chapter 15. Luke 15. Luke 15. And I'll find it here in a minute. Praise the Lord. And this is about, you know, this is about the prodigal son. And yes, we've heard this story many a time. But, you know, sometimes I don't think we really understand. Because that scripture, let's read it real quick. 15:17. And it says, when he came to himself, that's when this younger son came to himself and said, what am I doing? My father owns it all. He owns it all. He's thinking and he's conjuring up a plan. See, he's doing this on his own. He's thinking, I'll just go to my father and I'll tell him everything that I'll do for him and then he'll let me in. But, you know, when he showed up, if you go on reading this, and I want you to study all of these scriptures, when you go on and study this, the father saw him from the distance and just fell on his neck and kissed him and hugged him. Now realize that he smelled like pig and he had pig poop all over him and he was dirty. But his father didn't care. And he told him, if you'll go on, it says that he said to put the best robe on him. And that means if you got your sheep there, the best robe, it means a special loose outer garment extending down to the feet, worn by kings, priests, and persons of rank. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't even tell him to go take a bath. He didn't tell him to do all that. He just told the servant to go get the best robe and cover him. And so we are covered. We are washed. We are sanctified. Mm-hmm. We are justified. God covers us. He doesn't see our filth. He has washed us clean because that precious robe of Jesus has covered us. Amen. And so it's nothing of you. He didn't even listen to what his son was saying that, oh, Dad, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to do that. He just ignored it and told the servants to go get the best robe and kill the fatted calf, that his son had come home. God doesn't care what you've done in the past and everything that's going in your life. You just need to trust him and believe that he put that robe of righteousness on you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Father God, we just thank you today. We thank you, Lord. We thank you right now for blessing us, for sanctifying us, Lord, washing us clean, justification, Lord, that we are not guilty. We are blameless. We just praise you and thank you for your divine love. Thank you for everyone across the world, God, that has joined us today. Oh, we just worship you, Lord. We worship you right now. Everyone, just lift your hands and worship the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father, we see Carolyn and Siba and Ida, Lord. We see Mary, and we see all these prayer requests across the world, God. They need provision as they trust in you. Your word says, Father, if we abide in you and your word abides in us, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done for us. For the glory of God the Father. Lord, we see many that need healing this morning. God, touch their body. Be depressed, Lord, that their joy is your joy. Your joy is our strength, God. Help all of these women that are teaching others to be godly kingdom women, God, to give them insight and blessings, Father. Provide each and everything for their lives. We agree together. And where two shall agree as touching any one thing that we ask, it will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now, we just got about 7 minutes left, but I wanted to recap real quick. We have our little teddy bear, and he is Sisters of the Lord, Bud. This is Bud. And then we've got the T-shirt, and then we've got the purses. We got the purses here, and these are little beggars. What I'm doing is challenging everyone for the next couple months, whoever gets the most Sisters of the Lord to come to the meeting and gives me their names and their pictures, and we grow in God. I'm going to send you a facial box.
Amen.
And I'm going to give you all these gifts plus extra little gifts. Amen. So be praying.
Amen.
Tell people about Sisters of the Lord. And Miss Ada, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to sing for everybody across the world the Sisters of the Lord song in Luganda for me, okay? Okay.
Petri Valutanda Muyesu, Kigendo Momato, Samuno Inugwe, Oyogwe Zotanda, Petri Vantide, Tubera Wakuwayo, Turi Bumumoyo, Nawetirona, Oh, you tell to leave out of time, damn you, to gain the moment. Now, you know, oh, you're
Try to call of you sometime this next month. But God bless. Pray for Bill and I, and you be blessed today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You.
Be blessed.